piece of code that did the Vietnam stories.
Who told Pittman, according to, who told O'Brien, apparently, that they have, that they have information, or Hershey has information. I don't know. You can't ever tell who's saying this, whether this is from Hershey or whether it's Pittman. Information indicating that Dean has made statements to the prosecuting team implicating the president.
And Woodard.
And Woodard has post has heard similar rumors. Now, Henry, this I've got to know. Now, you understand, I'm not, I've told you everything I know about this thing.
I don't have any problem with that, Mr. President, and I'll get in touch with him immediately. But with Titus Silbert and Glanzer and Campbell,
who are... Do you mind calling them right now?
No, sir.
And say, now look, all of your conversations with Dean and Pittman, do they implicate the president? Because we can't, I've got to, I want this to mention there, if the U.S. Attorney's Office, I mean, if there
president,
is
anything
like that, you've got to tell me.
Indeed, so, you know, and, you know, I had them over there. We had a kind of crisis of confidence night before last. I was over, I came, left to come over here, and I left my two principal assistants to discourse with Silbert and the other three. And in effect, it concerned me and whether or not they were at ease with my reporting to you, and I pointed out to them that I had your specific instructions, discussed that with them before, on that Sunday.
Right.
And, well, as a consequence, I kind of laid in to Titus yesterday. And it cleared the air a little bit, but there's a very suspicious atmosphere. They're concerned and scared. And I will check on this, but I have absolutely no information at this point that...
You've never heard anything
like
that?
No, sir. Absolutely not.
My God. The only thing, as I said, only
Mr. President, I tell you, I do not consider it... You know, I said to Titus, we have to draw the line. We have no mandate to investigate the presidency. We investigate Wargate.
No,
and I don't know where that line draws, but we have to draw that all the time.
Dean's implicating the presidency, we're going to goddamn well find out. That's not because of this. Let me tell you, the only conversation we ever had with him was the famous March 21st conversation I told you about, where he told me about Pittman coming to him, the Pittman request for $120,000, your number, for Hunt. And I then finally began to get at him. I explored it with him thoroughly. You know, what the hell is this for? He said, it's because he's blackmailing Ehrlichman. Remember I said that's what it was about. About Hunt letting him reveal the seamy side of it. And I asked him, I said, well, how would you get it? How would you get it to him? So forth. My purpose was to find out what the hell had been going on before. And believe me, nothing was approved. I mean, as far as that's concerned, as far as I'm concerned, I thought it was turned off totally.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, if my understanding of law is, my understanding of our responsibilities, you know, is that if it came to that, I would have to come to you and say, we can't do that. The only people that have jurisdiction to do that is the House of Representatives, so far as I'm concerned.
That's right. But I want you to know, you tell me, because as far as I'm concerned,
I'll call. Do you want me to call from here or outside?
I tell you, use the cabin room, and you can be able to talk freely.
All right.
And who will you call? Who can you talk to there?
I'll call Silver. If he's not there, I'll get Titus.
And say that this is a story that some New York Times reporter has, and Woodward the Post. Well, his is a different one, but Woodward has sort of stepping around the same. But Hirsch has reported that Deans has made a statement to the prosecutors. Now, understand, this is not a grand jury thing. So
we have not a grand jury. That's right.
The president. Now, goddammit, I want to know what it is.
I'll call right away.
And I need to know.
Yes, sir.